to my podcast. I am Syria Amel. You may want to call me Siri. I just identify as woman, human, in 2022. As a first introduction, I would like to be assertive about one thing. Those podcasts are just one shot, no one jet stream. There is no editing to it. They come as a impulsion in a moment of contemplation where I would rather be receiving, because that's my comfortable place, receiving. I'm processing and delivering back whatever is coming through me. I think we're at a time where we shall need more and more clear channels. Perhaps with the sole humble intention to deliver a glimpse. In French, we call it une tranche de vie, a slice of life, a slice of the life pie, a slice of my life. A moment in time, and therefore everything in time, since there is no time, and since there is only moments available to us, moments after moments, we found ourselves pulled towards people, places. Or not. Welcome here. What comes to me now is the color red. And I zoom out of the lips of this woman. She has adorned herself with some lipsticks, and as I zoom out more, she wears now a white shirt. Softly tied, knotted on her belly button. She looks at me and say, come and dance. Straighten your spine. Start breathing properly. It is that simple. I'm taking you to the halls of knowledge within you. For everything is within. Has come now the quote from Rumi, the whole universe is within you. Ask all from yourself. I was saying I was stricken with that quote that I decided to use it on my business cards some years back. It took me some years to move from the concept of the whole universe is within, ask from yourself, to actually embodying what I was feeling when I was reading it. Why I couldn't immediately feel deeply in my core that I was also someone immersed in the wisdom that everything is an inside job. The answer to that question is, to me, simplistic. Not forcefully simplistic. It is just very simple. Trauma is loud, and the soul only whispers. Trauma takes a lot of room. As you can hear the dog barking in the background. It is, after all, a thunderstorm night in Macedonia, where I found myself right now. And so with every lightning, the dog barks in anticipation to the loud rumbling, the loud noises of the storm upon us. And now emerge a new questioning within me. Does anticipation always need to be stressful? Is life really a big theater performance? Is stress required to make us jump from one moment to the next? Surely we know there is another way. That other way is much more quiet than loud barking. That other way comes from the one that I call the silent she that resides within us all. Her qualities are presence, quality in presence. She whispers, inspires, never dictates, never imposes, never responds even. She just is the silent she. Could also call her soul.